Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Hello, welcome to the Hedgehead Podcast, starring your hosts, Ross_ Crisp Trot,
ravaged by white people,
and Alex Smaffy.
What's about a night? There'd be a full moon, there'd be a light, and there'd be a bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains about a night?
With your eyes agog and your ears agape, get ready to enjoy the three nefarious twins that we call Heads Phil.
Shout out mental illness. I got depression. Skrillex.
There it is.
What's that clown call? I'm gonna guess that was an attempt at clown call, right?
It was something. I like it.
They said it was Nyridian inspired, which is the band. Which is, wait, I don't think that's the same genre, but I think they were taking the piss.
That was your old band, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you to Edgar for that wonderful fingal. I think they already introduced us. They said Chris Trott, Al Smaffy, Uncle Smaffy, and Ross.
Oh, they did? Okay, well, yeah. We don't need to say a bloody thing then.
No. That's us. That's
us. Work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
It's episode 132, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, if they've got to this point...
I'm Alex Smith.
I'm Ross Orby.
Chris Trott, yeah.
If one of you introduce yourself, I feel like I have to say my name at some point within the next few seconds.
If you don't know, HatChat is three white men in Britain living privileged lives and giving our echo chamber opinions on the world.
Not that privileged,
I think we just talk shit. I don't know if there's like...
We're not that privileged.
We mostly talk shit.
Oh, do you know what I mean? So we're not the 1%?
No.
Do you think they are privileged?
Barely anyone is, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They are privileged. I don't know why I asked the question.
Everyone's privileged to a degree in different ways, right?
Well, you made it through the spunk bomb that was... From your
spunk
dad's cock.
Sorry, do you have to go down that road?
Well, you made it through.
We're the strongest sperms.
We were the strongest.
We were the fighters.
That's the beginning point.
Apparently,
if you made it through, you're there. You made it through. What? Is it a myth? What do you mean a myth?
As in like loads and loads of sperm. Well, I guess, yeah, technically, you're the one that inseminated, etc.
You won a
lottery. We were the best they could do.
There was a lottery.
But I don't think it's like a swimming race. It's not a finish line. It's like
you were a strong swimmer.
Loads are at the egg.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But you made it through.
Yeah.
You were the one that was like... fucking squeezing your way through like you're trying to climb out of a deflating hot air balloon.
So,
I think it's not a case of like you beat everybody else. It's just a case of you were lucky enough,
all the other ones just gave up.
You don't fight the other ones. Maybe they do.
What if before you're brought into existence in this dimension or this universe,
right,
you have to do like a Takeshi's Castle style thing where it's you versus like loads of other people in
fine
real
life.
It's like a reality show. Yeah. And then the prize is you get to become a sentient being in this new dimension. And dimension is our dimension.
Right, okay.
So we're all winners of like a sort of...
A Takeshi's Castle.
Interdimensional Takeshi's Castle.
Just a microscopic Takeshi Castle.
Yeah.
And we made it through. And so I think we should just... If you think about that for long enough, you might appreciate the air that you're breathing, maybe the sun in the sky, maybe even the rain is sometimes quite nice, refreshing rain.
It's exciting, just not every day, isn't it? That's the thing about rain.
Yeah, not every day, yeah. Well, today was all right.
Yeah, it's all right now.
Surprising, but then it did start raining on the way in.
The weather, which of course is really podcast worthy, the weather's been crazy recently.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It's like some sort of global change going on.
But that's because our fucking warehouse is flooding as well. I think that's why we're a bit more aware of the rain, because then we need to suddenly check on our warehouse and make sure it's not completely flooded.
The paddling pool is filling up,
The paddling pool's under there, so we made use of that.
Yeah.
It wasn't just for a remote control boat. It's been saving our warehouse.
It's not a single-use paddling pool. Single-use paddling pools.
Yes, we should be ending those.
Fill them with rainwater
And they take a lot of water. Like, we found out,
It takes a lot of tap water to fill that bad boy up.
Or rainwater.
Or one rainfall.
Ignoring the fact that the rain has... fallen off of a really, really dirty roof through a dirty gutter into that paddling pool.
It's tasty.
It's delicious. We have a whole survival, we could probably survive for weeks in that warehouse now without power, without fresh water. We've got a paddling pool of rainwater. I've got a lot of rations in there now.
You've got a jet boil.
I've got a jet boil.
We've got three stoves.
Yeah.
On
and we've got two casting couch style sofas.
Why did you mention the casting couch part?
We've got to pass the time with something, haven't we?
But why did you mention the casting couch part?
Because that's what the other thing
we've got.
They're just sofas.
The three of us are in there.
But they're just sofas. Why you mention that part? I mean, there's cameras in there as well.
You're telling me that 2 weeks go by and we're not going to start doing casting couch style pornography?
Well, I'll tell you what, the internet isn't working there.
It's going to be full roleplay as well. Like, I'll be the director for one thing behind the camera.
Yeah.
And then it'll just
swap the roles.
Well, the thing is, like, later on in the week, we're all going to have to pretend that, like, oh, this is my first time, when it totally isn't.
I'm a virgin.
There's only so many times you walk through that door and say that line.
Oh,
I've never done this
before.
Not
done this before.
Come on, this is day five. We've already done this 12 times.
Talk about whimsical, hypothetical thinking. Our wonderful patrons and supporters have not only voted on the hypotheticals for this week, but also provided the hypothetical questions.
Oh,
for
nice.
This
that's
week.
Really that is good.
Where it really comes into it. So they're doing the work for us.
That is it. It's like AI.
This
but
is,
we
close the loop.
Yeah. Traditional AI.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Can ChatGPT come up with some hypotheticals that we actually. No, you've tried that?
I've tried that.
They
do is spout out all the websites that I've already been on hundreds of times.
Nice.
They're like, these are the best ones. It's like, I know those ones, and it's usually the same shit. Okay.
Have you asked them to be really niche?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, let me try and find it. It's like further down the same list. So
fair.
Useless.
So AI is
maybe GPT
a failure,
4.
Are we saying?
No.
Are we writing off now?
Yeah,
AI has lost.
If you're looking specifically for a hypothetical question for a podcast, it failed.
Right. That's quite a simple request.
A unique one.
Risk of sounding like that time that I said COVID wasn't anything to worry about, AI, nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Your job is safe, especially the
unless
creative
you work in maybe
ones.
Like a factory or maybe something that's...
Oh, well, I mean, just like, automation's been coming for the factory workers for years now.
Yes, I mean, I guess you should be worried.
See that coming a mile off.
Maybe just like, or if you, I don't know, any kind of automation.
Do you like nuanced medical care? Do you like...
I want a robot to be handling my balls.
You'll be lucky if you even get one to handle
you. They've got sensitivity
now. It's all
going
to be remote. Most of our healthcare is now going to be basically...
3D scan your balls.
A very small percentage of people will be able to see an actual doctor that can actually talk to you, look at you, use their contextual awareness.
Touch your balls.
Touch your balls really well. The vast majority of us will be remoting in Zoom style to a robot as we desperately try and get the medications we need from that stupid robot.
I feel like I trust a robot more.
You think you do? You wouldn't rather have a human doctor?
Well, look at Harold Shipman.
Well, you can't. You can't expect every doctor to be Harold Shipman.
I'm scared of doctors because of Harold Shipman. And I think we should all think about what he did and all the terrible crimes. And that other guy who inseminated like 50 women in this area. Hundreds.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Christ. I don't want him to inseminate me.
Is that what you're worried about? You're worried that you're
going to... The robots won't inseminate me. They'll just be a bit rough-handed.
Oh, gentle.
We are checking your anal gland.
To put a positive spin on
Gold.
Yeah.
I think if NHS use their data pool to create an NHS AI to do symptom checking like 111 style, because they go through like 9 questions, right? And they kind of whittle down like whether you should be in A&E or not or see a doctor straight away. Mm-hmm. I think AI could be very good at finding your symptoms based on question answers like Bing.
Yeah.
And probably doing a good job of it.
But you're
stopping crime, like RoboCop.
What do you mean?
What stopping crime, like digital crime?
Digital crime. I mean, that's
I guess they're probably already working on that, right?
That's they've prevention.
Got so like physical robots, though.
The other elephant in the room is
where is it?
We're moving very very quickly towards the removal of the necessity of certain jobs, right? Like in all these things.
Oh yeah.
But we haven't seen
the billionaires will make more jobs.
We haven't got we haven't got UBI is what you're saying.
Exactly. Like we're proceeding at a much faster pace towards joblessness and the lack of requirements for jobs, which personally I'm in favour of. I don't think that people should have to do jobs they don't enjoy. Of course, I mean that's not
but
why
are the prices going
but
down?
We don't have anything in place to pay all those people that will lose their jobs.
Right, yeah.
Like
go on.
That should be the thing that's worrying everyone. Not the fact that AI is becoming clever and smarter and smarter. It's that our civil infrastructure is not improving.
It's not adapting to it.
But some countries are looking at universal income.
They're looking at it.
But when it comes to a case of there are no jobs because all the robots took the jobs, it's going to be a case of, like they may have to step in some, because the job's being done.
Yeah.
You know, productivity is happening, if anything, at maybe a faster rate.
Maybe.
But people will die. So prepare yourself. Maybe create some sort of bunker or a facility.
Maybe have a warehouse with a leaky roof.
Find a community. Go out in the woods and build tree houses.
There aren't many woods left.
There aren't many woods left. So find the ones that haven't been used. We've kind of earmarked a few of them. We've kind of got...
We could buy woods.
We could buy a small wood.
A couple years ago.
How much are woods?
Not that much.
What the fuck?
Well, the problem is you just can't really do much with them until they get rezoned.
They're quite isolated.
Well, why don't you just do that thing the other guy did where he built a giant like castle on his property, hid it with hay bales, and then they told him to dismantle it because he didn't have any planning permission on the field.
It was like right in the middle of a field.
It was almost finished. And it's just like, no, you've got to take this down, buddy.
I mean, that's kind of dumb on his part.
No, it's massively dumb.
Yeah.
I think his logic was, if I build it, they won't come. But they did.
They came for him.
Yeah, yeah, it's big. Right? It was big. Yeah, yeah.
Take it down.
And I think they made him dismantle it, which is more expensive than if he had gone through another route, I'm sure. Anyway, that's what we should do, but with tree houses and a local woodland.
Well, as long as the structure's temporary.
And as long as it doesn't damage the ecology in the area, the animals will be safe.
We will be, though.
Well, we'll just build it with badgers.
We'll build it with birds in the walls.
We'll work with the badgers.
That'd be cool.
And little holes. So they like Ranagast. Yeah, sleeping is going to be a pain in the ass. Earplugs, yes.
A lot of tweeting.
And like a tarp to go over you to stop all of the shit flying on you.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be rough.
And the mites. Remember the mites?
Oh, the mites. But we can't touch the mites. They're natural.
Yeah. That's true. We've got to preserve the mites.
So we have to live within this.
Yeah.
With them and our raccoon family. Which I think we all agreed on that we will be
harboring
raccoons. Of course. Yeah,
we'll be harboring them.
Harboring them. Definitely. As they'll be our friends and they will forage for us.
They'll live under the floorboards and then you can drop things through. So little hands come up.
Yeah.
Despite living in the woods, I think we could probably create a research lab to hopefully build on their intelligence and experiment
like a
bit.
Robinson Crusoe monkey butler scenario.
I think we could do that. Just if we have a woodland near like an ocean or a sea, we have an underground sea laboratory like they do
underground.
In that TV program. What's it called?
The one with the whales that they could kill. Yeah, and,
and it's like they went on a little lift that goes down into a
really cool.
I'm thinking we should do that though.
We could do that.
No, I don't want that.
Anyway, we'll have Sequest. We'll have a dome. Nice. A lab dome.
Okay. And we're going to make that from woodland-based materials.
Yes.
Right.
And the animals will not get hurt.
They'll be
made by us in the style of that guy who just sits in the woods whittling...
Primitive tools.
It'll be done in the primitive technology way, okay. But with a budget because we have to buy the land.
Speaking of cool tech...
Go on.
And the medication thing, I watched a Mark Rober video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NASA guy, ex-NASA guy.
I think I might have seen this video. Yeah, go on.
About the drone delivery thing.
Yeah.
Very cool, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So they start off in Rwanda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on.
Just like making makeshift drones to like try and supply medical stuff to hospitals because it's quite remote and not connected, and the roads are really windy.
Mm-hmm.
And they this one guy or like a group of guys, I think, develops like catapult drone technology where it fires off, gets the drone to like max speed instantly, and it takes like no power at all to get that drone, and it flies directly to the hospital, drops off a package of medication like blood or whatever the
using
hospital...
Using a zip line, right? So did you notice there was a wire underneath
the catching.
It? Yeah, yeah. Like yeah. That, so...
No, that's for the city.
Oh, I see.
So
right,
this
right.
one is like a dropped parachute in Rwanda.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But they then develop... They're developing it for like city deliveries like in under an hour. Like these guys are doing like... The hospital needs blood type O in like an hour. And then they send it off and it's with them in under an hour of you sending it. And in the city, they're going to be doing like what's called like silent drone deliveries. So the annoying thing about like drones and like Amazon and, you know, all their tests they were doing, like a drone comes into your garden and drops it down, is the noise, the disruption and the potential for like grabbing that drone or whatever. So their idea is they get a bigger drone, they fly it, hover it really high in the air, but then they zip line a little boy down. And this is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Like they can do it super accurately, and they got silent fans on it where they can like the little zip line carrier can move about.
Can position itself. The payload can position itself.
Yeah. And drop it down.
Looks incredibly fun to develop.
Yeah.
Like I saw that and I was just like,
it's
called
like Skyline or something like that.
Like having an actual purpose to stick some blood in a drone and drop it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like,
do you think there'll be trolls?
Yeah.
Blood trolls.
Blood trolls are the worst kind of trolls, next to ice trolls and stone trolls.
Yeah.
Blood trolls.
Yeah.
They'll come for those bloody drones. I mean, it'd be tempting to shoot them out of the sky.
It's economic. But then
you can say the same thing for cars, right? It's like, it's tempting. I remember when I was coming back from secondary school.
We're outnumbered by cars. You know that, right?
Well,
there's so many cars.
They're going to...
There's just loads of cars.
They have rule the world. But I mean, like, there's a reason you don't throw stones at most cars, right? Like...
insurance. And also they can see me.
Well, it's the consequences. So well, as long as the
owner's there, yeah,
of course. But
that's true. It's not So I reckon if you had loads of autonomous cars, people would mess with autonomous cars more if there was no one in it.
It's harder to aim at like a much higher up drone, though, right? Yeah. But
they could just yank on.
Dennis the Menace style slingshot.
They could.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be.
You'd have to be in your property though, unless it's an apartment block, of course. Then someone in that apartment block could.
It's open to abuse.
But, you know, everything.
But that doesn't
is,
mean we shouldn't do these it.
Because, yeah. like, ultimately, you're taking cars off the street that yep. would deliver, like, a small package to you from Deliveroo, for example. It's a drone that's, like, way more environmentally friendly.
Is it, though?
It finally ruins that gig economy that you're talking
about. Yeah, the batteries, sure.
So you've got to weigh up the energy required to, say, charge a battery of a UPS van. Let's presume that the delivery van is also electric, versus charging the batteries of these drones.
And well, that's a courier versus like an instant delivery service like Deliveroo. I think you need to do like a one-to-one, like what the service is going to be used for.
Yeah.
Because UPS is like, you buy a package overseas or whatever,
yeah,
goes to
true.
Their sorting facility and gets to you through
but
UPS.
But then if UPS is driving through there anyway, why not just use UPS? And
why is a delivery using UPS? Probably because...
Why isn't delivery using UPS?
Yeah. Like a previous contract they signed with them.
But then I still think it's going to be more expensive to use a drone system than it is to use a wage slave on a delivery bike.
How much is the bike?
They're fuck all. You've seen what they do to them. They mod them up. It's it's fascinating. They stick those batteries on it. They put hub drive motors on it. Oh,
man,
so fun. But I mean, not the not fun bit is the bit where you then have to pay for that bike by riding around in Bristol in the rain for £2.50 an hour.
Remember that hover bike that Colin Furze made with the
yes.
giant? If that was a prototype, would you take that to work? Would you just fly that thing again, around
the
Bristol?
Risk involved is just nuts.
I know there wasn't any shield on it, nor did he wear a helmet. But like, I don't think he wears a helmet even when he's driving, flying on that pogo stick thing.
Yeah.
That guy's gonna die in like some really mundane accident. Where it's just like
falls. Oh whoops!
He's a bleed on the brain. Shit!
Oh no!
I would probably fly that thing places. I chop people up.
I really hope. I don't know. I can't really see a path to it. But right. I really hope
Very
that
wide.
We see within our lifetimes personal air travel, like you know, like
drone the, things.
Yeah,
well,
like 2-seater, 4-seater, quadcopters.
Can you imagine the license you have to go through for that?
Well, you wouldn't drive
you
yourself.
A pilot
that's the thing.
Oh, you
so you wouldn't drive yourself. Oh, okay. You would use a computer system.
You would just blindly jumping into an automated. Vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, we do it all the time. Airplanes.
But I imagine,
not automated,
that, imagine
but it
the
kind
fact
of
that
is.
Cars, I mean, until taxis get to that level, it won't be flying.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, that's
because Tesla keep talking
thing.
About like automated cars and like they keep saying that.
It's far easier to organize the air than it is the road, right? This is the thing about it. So, like, think about how complicated and nuanced road systems are, city systems are. You go up to 5,000 feet from your spot where you are right now. And then you go through the air and land on another spot.
Can we make it clear up front to everyone developing this technology that we don't want a jetpack system?
No.
I want to feel like I'm being hung off my collar.
Like you were.
You've been picked up by a giant.
I just want to be loosely ragdolled.
I want to be picked up
from
by
a
giant.
Hook. Yeah, carry on. Sorry.
But no, I'm just saying, like, it's a different set of problems, definitely. But I do think it's probably ultimately going to be safer than it is to drive around in an automated car, perhaps.
Those fucking jetpacks are good, though. Have you seen them use them up the mountains?
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
They're still hard to use, I think.
Really
though.
Hard
yeah,
to
I
use.
Feel like the first time I try it, I would just go head first into the cliff.
I saw
Oh, he's dead. Yeah.
Good try.
Retrieve the gear.
Oh, shit, the fuel went straight up.
Retrieve the gear. Oh, he's on fire. Yeah.
Like Saving Private Ryan, you know? Like gone.
It's like one of those things where if you just move your one hand slightly wrong, you could, like, spin out of control.
Yeah.
Maybe a fucking like bee goes in your face and you're like, Oh, fudge! Yes. And then, like, countering the leg ones, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then
you're spinning
out of control, bam, into the
ground.
That's
why I think it should be automated.
I think that we always presume as well that, like, somewhere out there, there's some sort of, like, special forces that are already using these jetpacks, right? To, like, right, we'll jetpack in, we'll get into this.
I think it's useful for, like, oil rigs or something where it's, like, doing quick deliveries and stuff.
Yeah. What, a jetpack?
I think that's what they use for, like...
Why don't you just use a helicopter?
Well, wait, wait,
it's way more expensive.
Is it a bespoke jetpack that uses four mini jet engines?
Yeah, who knows?
But you've got to also think about, like, all of the legacy infrastructures in place to repair, maintain helicopters, to get parts at a competitive rate. Like, I'm not saying that they are exactly the same. I'm just saying that, like, why change something that's going to end up taking more time to adjust to, you know?
Like, I think it's more so like you're putting unique bespoke circumstance where a helicopter's too big. I think that's why it's good for that.
Like Coast Guard thinking about using them to land on ships and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is I imagine, like, oh man, there's a special force, there's an XCOM out there somewhere that is
they got guns
using like all the latest stuff.
Like Iron Man.
Yeah. But I don't think they are. Like, I've been listening to a few interviews, like podcast style interviews with like special forces people, ex special forces. And they're like, honestly, we do less dangerous stuff most of the time than a regular soldier does. He said, like, I used to be a regular soldier before I was in the special forces. And the amount of danger and stuff like that that happened when I was as a regular soldier was far worse than anything I went through in special forces. And he said, like, often as well, like, they'll just go, right, here's a target. We've got all the information on it. We fly in there in a helicopter. They land us in the middle. We blast the shit out of it, grab a target, put them back in the helicopter, fly out. Whole thing's done in like 5-10 minutes. And
God, we're too good at this.
Yeah, almost. Fuck's sakes. It's very interesting to hear about it. But like, I don't know, maybe the world isn't as crazy advanced as we think it is.
I think the only way you'd get Iron Men is if you have a crazy billionaire that hires a private military company
to try and develop
unit.
It.
Yeah. Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not cost effective for the government.
It's going to be DJI, isn't it? It's going to sort it out eventually. DJI are going to do it. All these micro techs that are required to make something like a human suit work, it's all going to come out of something.
Boston Dynamics, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'd love to see where that goes.
What about the terminology military grade?
Yeah,
it's fake.
You feel like that's not really
marketing.
It sounds like something that. But then you're like, well, but the military sometimes have a bunch of shit gear.
Mm. You know? Oh yeah, totally.
So like, if it's military grade, at what level?
Military grade.
Like the most expensive bombs they make, or like the shit munchers gear at the bottom.
Well,
whereas like, I've got a hand-me-down gun from several of the soldiers who died.
Yeah, I think Shot's right in saying that military grade is often a term you use to make civilians want to buy something. But the other thing is, like, you got ratings for stuff, like the IPX waterproof rating, for example. So like things like torches, night vision, stuff like that, if it's going to be used in a military force, you're probably going to want it to be waterproof, you're going to want it to be drop proof, you know, things like that. I think is where that comes from.
But you don't need like a military grade phone case or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's probably a bit stupid.
Or military grade encryption,
because is that military grade plastic? Military grade tissue paper.
Yeah.
Military grade toilet paper.
Fucking hell, this stuff's Kevlar.
Oh,
God
shit.
Damn. Wipe me. It's just like, hold on. Luckily, I was in the bog, which of course is a military grade Portaloo. So it's 6 inches of hardened steel.
Military grade B-Day.
Comes out, the flow rate's absurd. I love that, actually. Yeah, things that don't need to be military grade. That's a funny idea.
We make things actually military grade.
Yeah.
That could be a video.
We took this ice cream and made it military grade.
Military grade ice cream cone.
Get through that ice cream. Lick.
Survives all conditions. Let's get on to our hypothetical, at least one of them.
Well, number one here is from Nova. This was sent in to us. Thank you. It says, what would you do if you found evidence of another person living in your house, either the attic, basement, walls, secret room, etc.? In this situation, you either feel unsafe or unable to contact anyone else for help. How would you confront them, if you even would? What steps would you take to get them to leave? So it's like a squatter.
Yeah.
I guess. And I don't know what squatter's rights really are. What are squatter's rights in the scheme of things?
They don't exist if the house was already occupied.
Yeah, squatter's rights don't exist anymore, basically.
So if you go on holiday...
Yeah,
and they get in. What's the situation?
You already own and occupy the home, so no, you could turf them out. They're a home invader.
So it has to be like unowned property.
Squatter's rights came from fully vacant homes. It's really complicated, but essentially, like, if there's a building, even if it does is owned by someone somewhere, if the building has been uninhabited and unoccupied for like a certain period of time, then you can perhaps stay there. I don't know, but no, for stuff like this it would just be the case that like there's a hobo in your attic. I guess you'd call the police
immediately. Yeah You would. The sensible thing
you can't.
Is to call
that
the police.
Was part of the thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
you
I
can't
would,
call the police.
You can't ask for external help.
Oh, yes. You can't contact
you have to
anyone
confront
else
them
for
yourself.
Help. So you have to...
Stink bombs.
You're
stink bombing your own house.
I mean, temporarily.
Before confronting
scorched
them.
Earth, baby.
Yeah.
Or do you...
Burn it down.
fashion a weapon out of a knife. I pick
and
up a knife.
They've got military
and,
grade
a can of links and a...
Oh,
and
you're
a
flame throwing them.
A so you're burning it down.
I'm going to burn someone. Thing.
Dope.
You might not burn the whole place down. It depends how much like kind of insulation in the attic.
Is wow, this insulation really goes up.
Yeah, this, oh shit, it caught real quick. Are you from next door? Well, who are you?
Who are you? Grandma. Grandma! Oh shit!
Grandma,
shit.
I just started burning the place.
I put you up here.
I didn't notice you till your mustache caught ablaze.
God, I look great now.
God, you look so much younger.
It would be a scary situation. I mean, I guess you hear them creeping around.
What if they're really nice?
Well, you don't know yet.
Well, you're going to make your peace and be like, yes, we should live together.
Before I beat you with this improvised bat that I've got,
yeah.
What's your favourite colour?
Let's get to know
what
each
what you
other.
Into. You like gaming?
I'd throw a phone in there and just ring it.
You guys
are just like, I don't want to see
it. Yeah, throw him a walkie-talkie.
What the fuck are you doing in my, attic?
That's probably
I'm glad you answered, but like, why are you up there and... When will you leave?
Can you leave, please?
That's probably a good idea. Like, secure their exit so they can't leave, right?
Sure, yeah.
Throw them a walkie-talkie or something and get some comms on the go.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Maybe throw a Mars bar just to be like, look, I didn't mean any harm. That's like a nice thing to do, isn't it? You'd be like, oh shit, a
throw
chocolate
a Mars bar. So you're already treating them like a sort
a
of
prison inmate.
Deranged like a, animal. Yeah.
Well, I don't know who they are. They're in my attic.
Your best.
They need to get the fuck out of my attic.
Your actual best bet is probably to go to them.
Pop a Nest camera.
Sit down. Just pop a Nest camera up there.
What the fuck
shit,
are they doing?
Look
in
at
there?
Them. Oh,
oh there they are.
Oh, he's wanking again.
Oh, fuck. He's jerking.
Where does privacy stand with that scenario? Say for example,
okay, can I watch them
over a period of time? You build out, say you got a whole
you get a Truman show, the guy
I know that they're there, but I won't tell them that I know
you got cameras in the toilets and shit.
Fuck.
That you made a toilet for them,
bowl cam,
and you put several cameras in there. Where does that stand, Lee? Because they are trespassing.
They still have human rights. I think that's the thing. I think this is the thing you're skirting over.
Yeah.
Well, they will have human rights.
You say this, right?
Okay, well,
you
what?
Say,
so I can't waterboard them. Ugh,
so
annoying.
Human rights. Think about this, right? So if a person enters your property.
Yeah.
I think it was about 10 years ago now.
It's just the robber.
And you don't want them to be there.
Yeah.
And they refuse to leave.
You
may legally be within your rights to do harm to them. Whether or not... The problem is, right, that in the UK at least, the law says that force should be proportionate.
Yeah.
So to avoid a criminal charge, force used should be proportionate.
One stab only.
Right, so...
If you stab them 15 times...
However...
You're in the fucking wrong.
I think it was about 10 years ago, an MP, he might have even been someone like, you know, Justice Minister or something like that, clarified and said essentially you may use lethal force to defend your home,
yeah,
right, which sort of kind
Farmers
of puts an
years.
Exception into the proportional force thing, because a person enters your home, you kill them, that person may not have been entering your home to kill you. They also you have no way of checking, knowing you.
Oh, I signed up for the Amazon delivering in the porch
exactly. So you say human rights, but I would probably get a long piece of air conditioning hose, connect one end to the exhaust of a very fat diesel and the other one into my roof cavity.
What do you reckon they're doing as they see them. Like a tube? Just
you're
like
gassing funneling. Them.
Just a nest can comes up in a tube and then the hatch closes again.
What are you
again.
Doing?
What's that?
Wait right there. I'm going to the car.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hang on.
So that's mine. Do you guys have anything you'd like
well,
to
say? Well, so you're... Okay, just to clarify, you're going to grab some...
No, I'm going to talk to them. Be
oh,
reasonable,
you are going to talk to them.
Try and find out what they're doing. Explain
but
to them.
But then you're going
to
poison them.
If they don't succumb to my reasonable ways, I will go the nuclear option immediately. Nest cam gets popped up there. Yes. So I can see it.
You want to see it happening.
And then the hose comes in, and then bang, I close the lid behind it.
Fuck.
And that's it.
But what if they realise what's going on and start like...
You then have to dispose of
I'm on the other side of the door.
You're wrestling the door.
Watching the nest cam.
I'm presuming I have like a detached home at this point because I live in a flat and there's probably no way a person could even hide in that. But like, actually, there is an attic hatch that I've never looked in.
Why are you looking at it? It's probably not very.
It's all
deep.
Just the.
It'll just become a cable
floor.
Pipe.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's just very narrow.
It's where I store all of the dead bodies.
Pieces.
Yeah, pieces won't fit of the dead bodies. No, that's
not
true.
Fit body,
no, that's true. But yeah, no, I mean, like.
Not in one piece.
I imagine then that they'd start trying to knock the tiles off the roof. To try and get out that way.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd place somebody outside with a gun.
Nice.
Oh, okay. And then tell local residents, it's okay, there's he's a home invader, I can do this.
There's a...
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like most people are trying to find the reasonable way out rather than... So what you've currently done, you've trapped...
Why are you shooting at that roof?
A homeless man managed to get... It's a homeless man who's managed to get hold of you, into your home. He's in your attic, and you've told your neighbours that you've put a pipe in there, connected to your car... Which is running a diesel engine.
Yeah.
And you're down at the bottom revving it up.
I feel like shooting and gassing a homeless man stuck in my roof is like the average white middle class dream. You know? Think about all of the people.
So why are you so ecstatically happy about telling me all this?
Right, think about it, right? You see it in England, you see it in the US, you see all these people that love the idea of having a gun so they can do violence, right? Or love the idea of being empowered and showing a person, you didn't adhere to the rules, so I'm going to hurt you for that, right? That's such a common state of mind in the UK as well. I'm not just blaming
But to be murderous, to the point where you've...
Oh, but they've got a reason to be murderous. They've got a righteous indignation.
And that feels like a very... Know? Yeah, but that's...
Doesn't feel proportionate.
I don't know. It depends.
To the judge.
I think it very much depends on what they've done. If they've stolen from you in terms of, or if they've invaded your home and scared your family and threatened, there's a threat level.
Your wife.
But if they're cowering in a corner of your attic and you're just like prepping some pipe work.
Oh, now you're saying they're cowering. No, I've had the reason.
And they said, fuck you, you're a fucking prick.
Yeah,
I'm not
here,
coming
mate.
Down, you wanker. You shouldn't have left your door open.
I hope you like breathing heavy metals, mate.
And so you're just gassing it. He's just revving his car. Desperately revving his car, hoping that the van is just spewing soot and a horrible, toxic, noxious, noxious fumes into this attic space.
Fuck, I didn't get my roof insulated. It's all just leaving.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, your house on fire. No, I'm just gassing somebody.
There's something wrong with your chimney. It's not coming out the chimney and just coming out kind of the roof tiles, it looks like.
Fuck.
Don't worry about it. There's no fire.
This is a bad way to find
anyway.
Out.
And then they go, what are you doing this? And they go, he tried to touch my family. Like, oh, pedo! And then they go get their
gun. Do you want
my
car?
Then they all
start getting involved.
Do you want my car? We'll get multiple hoses hooked up. Before you know it, the entire sleepy neighborhood will have 18 old Range Rovers lined up in front of your car, at your house, funneling into one pipe.
It's a good way to meet your neighbors as well. Like, get everyone like on a communal...
Right, yeah.
Gassing. It's a Guy Fawkes scenario, isn't it, really? Yeah. You know, like, Guy Fawkes was trying to change the status quo. Everybody hated that, so everyone
Guy
banded
Fawkes
together
scenario,
and...
That band wasn't even that good.
Him. Guy Fawkes.
Status quo.
Yeah, they were. They
three
are.
Three chords.
Status quo, is that what they did?
They got away with three chords.
That's why they're called status quo.
That's the status quo.
Everything's in A or G. Deal with it. Okay.
But no, I'd try and talk to them.
Okay.
And tell them to leave my home.
Okay.
And how quickly would you resort to it?
Keys, mate?
Keys?
Car keys?
Do you want a sandwich? I don't know who it is and what their situation is. It hasn't really specified that.
I love
but
the idea
I feel
that
like
you give
I would
them a sandwich and accidentally kill him through an allergy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Whoops.
He hates tuna. It makes him throw up violently until he's
dead.
That
would be an interesting way of getting away with murder.
Oh, well, yeah. So, yeah.
A severe allergic reaction death.
Of course, yeah. If anything, it's too easy.
That's on them, really.
Oh, you don't like nuts?
It's their fault.
That's fucking weird. Oh, you're choking on your own tongue. Wow. I had no idea. I mean, I guess you could, toss some nuts up there.
Toss some nuts.
Just a couple of a bag of KB.
Just like the classic allergies.
He's like, well, I'm obviously allergic to these. I'm not going to eat
what
these.
What about bees?
Like, well, why don't you have this paste in a sandwich? Peanut butter, bam.
Get down your local shelter. Are you allergic to anything, I
yeah. Any allergies? Oh, God, we'll avoid those.
Wink.
Will we? No, I love that you went to murder straight away. That seems kind of
that's
savage.
What they want. Oh, they
did you hear what,
the Bane Nurses think
we must have talked about it before, where there was a guy who was robbing someone's house, fell on a butcher's knife and managed to sue them or something for injuring his leg.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's like how did they come to the verdict that it was anyone else's fault but the robber? That is absurd.
That is odd. Probably some sort of nuanced legal thing.
Yeah.
The robber had a really good lawyer who was like, I'm going to go out there and prove myself. I'm doing legal aid and I'm going to kill this.
I need to work my way up.
Yeah.
But
Jesus.
Yeah. So, you know.
Good
but
to
it's
know.
Very different, yeah, obviously, like when you look at America where they are literally allowed to shoot someone to death in their home and that's, you know, self-defense, especially if that other person.
Again, we are allowed to do that in our country as well.
Are we really? Yeah. I felt like it was a grey area.
It's a grey issue.
Because like, wasn't there that farmer who shot, and he shot them in the back as they ran away? That's kind of a, that's
that
a grey
guy,
area.
That guy.
That was
great.
That was a farmer,
asshole.
And that was, I think they were like breaking into a shed or something, or like, I'm not sure if it was his home, but like as they were running away, he shot them dead.
Yeah,
and it was like, well, they were on my property, and it's like, well, yeah,
but running away,
but
they were leaving your property.
Were they harming him? I don't know. Yeah, like it's a very tricky situation.
It
like,
is.
Like, you fire into the air, bam! You sent a message. That's the message sent. They're off.
I reckon if there was...
In America, it's very different because everyone could have guns.
Yeah.
And so you can appreciate that, like, you might be like, well, everyone's allowed a gun, therefore you might have to respond with...
I somewhat sympathise with the farmers, not necessarily this farmer, but because, like, you know, they do get their shit stolen all the time. Pitchforks don't do it. That, like, can destroy that. It's almost like, so you spare another person so that you are going to have to suffer because those people running away might have done that repeatedly. They might be coming back. They might be a local who... is a known criminal that is... I know you shouldn't take the law into your own hands is probably the guiding principle here.
So you shouldn't grab them, tie them up to a chair and waterboard them.
You kind of... I mean, like, I just think that there's a time and a place,
isn't there? What if you take...
It's a time and a place of waterboarding.
If you put a gun to their head, get them in a car, go back to their house and, like, maybe photograph everything, see what everything's
so
like
you're teaching
there.
Them a lesson, like a harsh lesson.
Just put this looming threat over their head for the rest of their life.
Wow.
That's better than killing them.
It feels a bit vigilante.
Like, well, I know where you fucking live.
Wow.
I think...
He knows where you live.
What's really complicated...
Yeah, he certainly does, but...
In my opinion...
Shit them up a bit.
In my opinion...
This is from the guy that wants to...
Truncheons?
Gas. An attic.
Yeah, you went straight to gas. You went straight to gas, hooked up to the back of your car. Obviously, bear in mind, you don't have a diesel anymore. And you have an electric
car. You have
to
car, go get
it.
It'll
be
diesel.
Quite fruitless at
you
that point.
You need a diesel just
where's
sitting
the,
in the
where's
garage.
Where's the bloody pipe that gets rid of the...
I knew I kept this lawnmower around. Yes. This throaty lawnmower.
This broken chainsaw.
But I think that, like, essentially... No person's action is entirely guided by themselves, right? This is... So no person's personality, no person's behavior, no person's choices in the moment are necessarily... entirely theirs, and you are not necessarily entirely accountable for every action you take because of the amount of stimuli and inputs and outputs that every human being has. And so in the same way that those people robbing that farmer may be robbing them because of the hand life dealt them, right? They didn't get born into perhaps a life of luxury or things. They may also have, you know, all sorts of shit going on in their life that causes them to steal. Equally, the farmer may have had a shit year where something terrible has happened in their life, where they're desperate, and in that moment they decided to pull the trigger because they are human and that they had things happen to them. So it's complicated. I think that people love to think, and it makes life much simpler if you make yourself fully in control of your own actions, but I think it's very difficult to say that. I do think that we all...
It was powered by rage.
Yeah.
Blinding rage. Well, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, your emotions might take over, but like, yeah, in a normal setting, you would try to avoid killing someone.
Exactly, exactly.
And I imagine that's the situation in most cases. But like, I mean, it was like that guy who had a parade thrown for him when he killed a guy in his home in America.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, man.
It's just like... Yeah, you're bearing arms. You're a good guy. Throw a parade for him. He killed some guy in this time. It's like, the guy was unarmed.
Yeah, like
you
say, okay. it removes all the nuance, doesn't it? It's just like, you're the hero. That was the villain. You killed him. Let's celebrate you like a hero.
Trivializes death as well.
Yeah, it does. But then death is somewhat trivial unless it's personal, isn't it?
Think of all the billions
and billions of human beings that have died before us.
Think of all the ghosts out there haunting.
Think of all
houses.
The ghosts in your house that aren't affected just by diesel fumes.
Floods.
That's the problem. That's the problem with ghosts I've found. I can't gas them out with the diesel fumes.
Yeah.
You have to use salt and shit.
What if this person was living there and they were refilling your fridge with the food that you put in there normally? They're living there, but they're not a negative threat. So you're just like, you're wondering, I swear this butter was running out. It's actually a fresh one. What the hell? I didn't buy this.
It's a secret millionaire that's looking for a different life for a bit. Wants a new challenge.
It's like, Danny DeVito's character in Always Sunny. He's rich, but he also wants to slum it.
I want to be a squatter for a bit. I won't be a dick, though. I'll refill their fridge and stuff.
Well, then I would just...
imagine if you thought, instead of having a squatter, you thought you just had a magic fridge.
My God.
You would tell your friends.
It's full again!
You were like, guys, like, I literally just emptied this the other day.
Look,
it's full and it's all fresh. I was like, what the fuck, man? How is this
the story of the magic fridge?
I don't know, but
look. Ben makes himself.
Look how clean the bedroom is. And it's just like, the sheets have been changed. Dude, is someone living in your house cleaning your home? Like, what the hell?
It wouldn't take long.
And then you would install cameras and find that there's someone creeping around. But they're maybe they're in a business suit. They're just chilling. They've been just upstairs.
What if they're like a tech Silicon Valley thing and they know how to work the cameras as well and can completely hide themselves?
Yeah. They're walking around in a
got
green
like
screen
Batman
outfit.
Level intelligence.
They've got a green morph suit on and they're just cutting themselves out, just refilling the fridge. So you go back to your camera, you just see a bread floating into the fridge. Why did you put the bread in the fridge? I don't know. But Craig does, doesn't he?
It can make it last a bit longer.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, Craig does put his bread in the fridge. So it can be done. Anyway,
to have that much fridge space.
I know, fuck me. But butter, you see the butter floating in, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck? So if anything, that backs up the situation even more so that you have ghosts that are helping you live your life. You see the sheets just lift up by themselves. Paranormal activity,
but good.
In the best way possible.
Yeah.
You're living the best life. There's a millionaire in your attic. Don't know shit. But the cameras are revealing this epic story of ghosts.
Would you tell anyone?
I think you wouldn't help. I think
you'd have to,
Ellen,
right?
Or whatever has replaced Ellen these days. Ellen's not anymore, right? She doesn't make that shit anymore.
Ellen,
you'd be on GMTV for at least one slot.
Bit of an arsehole and then decided to call it a day.
Yeah, but a similar show. You'd be on a talk show and you're like, look at this. It's floating into the fridge. And like, what kind of magic trick? Are you CGI? And no one would believe you.
No one.
And it'd be like, well, fuck. And then you'd watch another million TikToks where the cupboards are opening themselves. You're like, well, okay.
Everyone starts copying it.
Yeah, there's too many crying wolves here. This one is real in his head.
But you still get the benefit of having a refilled fridge.
Yeah.
You know.
You're watching a Dyson fly around the house. You're like, what is going on?
Millionaire is amazing.
I would accept this situation.
But
it would freak me out. I wouldn't want to go home because there's like, what if it starts going off next to me?
But this is the road to corruption, right? Like this is an analogy. This is for, you know, something weird is happening. You're benefiting from it. Mm. So you choose not to question it. Is that not the PPE scandal? Is that not the way that our government sleaze has happened, where people are just like, oh, it's a bit of money here, a bit of money there, slashing around, oh, it's all right, you know? Maybe you need to question it. Maybe every single one of those food products that's gone into your fridge has a mind-devouring parasite in it that's slowly but surely turning you into a zombie that one day, it's almost like cuckooing someone, right? So you know how the cuckoo, the bird, lays its egg in other birds' nests, right? And then the cuckoo chick grows faster than all the other chicks and chucks all the other chicks out of the nest, right? Mm. That's happening to you. A super intelligent person, billionaire, is coming to your house and they're slowly feeding you with all of these things that will one day turn you into a mindless slave drone they'll send off to their Amazon warehouse.
Holy shit.
You need to think about these things. Always question and always live in just the most insane paranoid environment because then you don't have to be vulnerable. Okay?
And always keep a diesel
engine. Always keep a throaty diesel in the garage.
Just in case.
If not, petrol lawnmower will do.
Yeah.
Anything you can connect that hose to the loft somehow. Maybe install a pipe system, or put a smoke alarm over the top as a hiding method.
Oh, so they think that's what's giving them safety.
Yeah, you know, whoa, what the fuck is this? And there's a little vent and bam. But you shouldn't really build gas chambers in your own home.
Probably not.
Probably not. We but can't. We're
needs
in
flat. I'm not gas registered, mate. Can't do
you
it.
You could. He's got a little grotto underneath that he
you
could
do have a little grotto.
The kill grotto.
What if you play
the larder, as he calls it.
You could try and outsmart.
How hanging up dead bodies in there.
Yeah.
There's not much. You have to crouch to get in there. They're not hanging. They're kind of slumped.
They're children.
You have to accommodate.
Children.
Sorry, I can only hang children in here.
Dark.
I don't do adults.
It's not a child thing. I'm not that fascinated by children. I just can't hang
it's
up.
Smaller space.
Love to do a full adult. Would love to do
it. Yeah, you have to lie them down. It's a bit annoying.
Then the bugs get at them.
They'd never find them.
No. What, in his little grotto?
I don't think they would.
It's the smell.
I don't think they'd ever suspect
it's
Chris
the smell.
Trott. Would you suspect Chris Trott? I don't think I would. Not in the slightest. Look at him.
Look at that. You'd be like, innocent
is he
thing.
A child killer? Nah.
No.
Oh, look at this little fluffy dog. No way.
Right under your fucking noses.
In reality, we should be looking at people like Chris Trott as murderers when there's an investigation.
It's always the small ones.
Yeah.
And Michael Barrymore.
Well, I mean, that was his own home. Somebody died in his pool. That's what happened. That's the story.
Could they not do testing?
Why don't you always go back to Barrymore? There's got to be other cases.
There has. There's plenty more. It's just none of them are quite so absurd or so.
It's not that absurd. They were partying with drugs and stuff, and one of them obviously
drowned in a pool.
Got his head shoved under by Michael Barrymore, held under for at least 7 minutes.
And buggered.
Yeah. No, there was buggery.
See,
I don't know if you were joking, but there was buggery as well. Let's not go into the buggery.
We've got to be careful with the use of buggery because right now.
What about the use of Michael Barrymore's good name?
It's a joke, Michael.
We don't mean it. Let's
but
just
like,
move
the,
on.
The use of buggery where buggery has happened and somebody's actually died. Because buggery is such a great word.
The word. Is it really?
Joking amongst ourselves, buggering each other, I feel it's fairly harmless because we're all consenting to that conversation. Yeah. It gets more complicated where you reduce what could have been consensual, passionate, loving sex before... Another guy had a go and then they chucked him in a swimming pool. Several other guys had another go.
It's a documentary.
It's complicated.
We don't have an authority.
Sorry, that's where you're drawing the line.
I'm trying to find a line because I'm worried if I don't see the line, one day I'll cross it without even knowing.
I think the pedals fell off when you started backpedaling. They're off now. You can't backpedal anymore.
I don't want to
Can we draw the
people.
Line back in?
I want to make people laugh. But sometimes I do worry that I get so consumed by being shocking that one day I will become like one of those assholes.
Way too late.
Yeah. Is it?
It's too late for you. Sorry.
Barrymore
is such an outdated story that it's just, I don't think it's even anyone's kind of.
He's on TikTok now.
What does that
mean? He's doing funny TikToks now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In kind
of all I ever think of is that pool and a man laying face down. I can't laugh at Barrymore.
No.
I didn't laugh at Barrymore when he was on television, so...
No.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Certainly more
fun. That's why you should search his grotto.
That's why. True fan.
It goes full circle. Always search
true
Trott's
fan.
Grotto.
Hashtag Trotto.
Trotto.
Check my Trotto.
What's hanging in the Trotto? He always jokes at Christmas time.
You'll probably just find a lot of big cardboard boxes I can't be asked to get rid of.
Cardboard?
Because they're too big.
That must be all kind of sodden and mouldy by now.
No, because it's dry under there.
Is it fully dry?
Yeah, it's like
is
a door
sealed?
And everything.
Is it properly sealed?
Yeah.
I thought it was open. I don't know why.
No bad smells can ever leave.
It's sealed properly tss, there's a hiss when you open the door.
It's an airlock system.
It's one of those... Yeah.
And
it's
there's
a full
the sound
safe
of a compressor.
Door and you have to spin it to lock it in place.
So a lot of repurposed submarine parts.
Yeah.
I wish I could extend the floor and have a whole new floor.
Yeah.
But it's just so expensive.
Oh yeah, subterranean shit.
Oh yeah, just dig out the foundation, underpin it.
Have you ever
nice.
Slept under there?
No. Why would I do that?
I mean, first episode of Craig's ghost idea could be done now and then.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's fucking freaky.
It would hurt our heads so much.
Oh, always. Constantly, you can't crouch under there.
I'm
kind of
used to it.
There. Can you stand fully in there? You
no,
it's not even 5 foot tall.
Goblin height,
not even four.
Less
four
than
and a
that.
Half.
It's like four maybe.
Fucking hell, no, it's not. Not
it's half.
We'll try and dig down
height.
To the hardcore.
Maybe we try and do the improvement.
You want to do my underpinning of my whole house?
Feels like something you need
I feel
expertise
like we could definitely ruin the foundations of his house.
We could do that for you.
Or rent a pneumatic drill.
We ruin Chris Trott's foundations.
Yeah, the building inspector's come in. He's got to condemn the whole place. It's completely unsound now.
Oh, yeah, we hand our hats over to Trott. Sorry, mate.
The right side of the house is
10 feet below the left side of the house.
Crazy some silence. And also, we lose Craig on like day three of digging to like a classic mining accident.
He's gone. Yeah, he's under that rubble somewhere.
He was the canary.
Yeah, and he cheaped.
And we
ignore the cheaping.
No,
he's cheaping a lot.
God,
we did ask him to if he ever got stuck, but we ignored it.
Too collecting. Couldn't move fast enough.
But anyway, so that's how we would deal with someone in our home.
Thank you, Nova, for the question.
That's where that went.
Pretty funny.
I like getting hypotheticals from audience.
I do.
I'm going to recycle the other ones back
we'll
in.
Save those other ones.
Because they are good ones as well. Another time. Particularly from Charlotte.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I think that's a great one. You should vote on that one next time I put it in, all right?
Oh, good.
But it's up to you guys, ultimately. Our supporters, that's what we talk about. So send some stuff into our email, hatchat@hat-films.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send in your hypotheticals. Or if you're like Edgar and you make some music, send in a fingal.
Yeah, it was quite a bombastic one this time. Quite crazy. Yeah. Quite kooky.
Yeah.
A few people have already done this, but put like fingal or hypothetical in the subject line to help us find it even quicker.
It sifts through all the
garbage
spam.
What's
that game that keeps
Raid
doing
spots.
Raid, yeah.
Raid Channel Legends.
And all the other fucking...
mentioned the name.
Oh my God,
don't play
okay.
Raid Channel Legends.
If you work for a company that tries to do PR to get creators on board for a product, don't try and put emojis and say like, oh, I guess you don't want your podcast to take off and you don't want this gross, sad face emoji. Yeah. It's like...
There's a persistence to it. I hate it. I level it with spam. It's spam.
It's all spam.
It's a spam.
But it's just like this. There's a new tactic I'm noticing that people are like trying to be very conversational, but also be like, "Oh, I guess you don't like me then."
Yeah,
stuff
it's kind
like
of
that.
Strange, but it's just a weird.
Just
method.
To think, all this productivity and all this like human endeavor is going into writing these shitty emails when it could just be like, "Hi, we've got no money to pay you for something you don't want to play." Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
It's just like
they're just throwing the net out. Yeah, what they
trying
catch.
Everything. It's very desperate.
I don't want to be a fish in the sea, though.
Yeah, well, they'll catch some fucker.
I got me.
But we didn't.
Fuck.
We just don't bite. Always.
Never.
Sometimes we bite.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Very rarely. Like once in a blue moon.
Don't know what that means. When it's right. We still haven't done Radio Shadow Legends, so we're good.
No, thank God. Thanks to all our members and Patreons for making sure we don't have to take horrible fucking deals like that as well.
You.
So cheers, guys.
Huge thanks. And of course, you don't just get the ad-free version of... this podcast anymore. There is more. We release videos on Patreon and YouTube members, and even on our Discord. You connect either Patreon or YouTube to your Discord. Visit discord.gg/hatfilms. There's a whole subscriber section where all the new announcements and stuff, like these votes for Patreon, new videos and stuff, all gets linked there. So even if you're a Twitch subscriber, you can see it all.
It's really popping off now, isn't it, Discord?
It's fucking
like,
popping.
Good job doing that, because it does feel like something we should have done before 2023.
Well, all you said was it.
I sometimes see people.
Discord, right?
Yeah, yeah. I see these, sometimes see people in our Discord, like, you know, people, members, community members, just chilling out in there. And I'm like, one day when I'm really hammered, I will pop in there.
That's probably the worst time to do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of popping in.
Would it not have sound mind?
They got a Minecraft server and I want to check it out.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, good for it,
And trash it.
Oh, shit.
T.O.P.
Fucking griefer.
Give me OP.
He's going to grief a Minecraft.
Yeah, he wants to be a griefer. Okay. Nice.
But thanks for hanging out there. Much appreciated.
Yep.
It's a very easy way for us to announce things to you as well. So maybe hop on that Discord if you haven't already and connect it if you're a member. Cool. Enjoy the week. We'll be back next week with more of this.
Yeah.
More hypotheticals. Hopefully send in a good question or two.
Indeed.
Have a great one.
Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Hello, welcome to the Hedgehead Podcast, starring your hosts, Ross_Crisp Trot.
I'm ravaged by white people.
And Alex Smaffy.
What's the weather like? It's like beautiful moon, there are light, and it should be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains.
With your eyes agog and your ears agape, get ready to enjoy the three nefarious twins that we call Hatsfield.
Shout out mental illness. I got depression. Skrillex.